Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Thursday, July 19th, Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Had a chance to speak with Lee Leslie, new CUNA football coach, yesterday. Very engaging, very lively interview with Coach Leslie, and here it is.
I'm with new CUNA High School head football coach, Lee Leslie. Coach, thank you for taking some time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, I want to go back a couple years, if you don't mind. And after you left Bishop Kelly, in your mind, did you think that you were done coaching high school or college football? Or maybe did you just need a year to kind of recharge the batteries and look for a new challenge?
No, I knew I wasn't done. But I had just accepted a huge role with this company called Sensi in my related field as a wellness director. And all the years that I've been coaching, I kept getting my education. I got two master's degrees, and, you know, when I was a high school teacher, I was doing a lot of just coaching PE and running huge classrooms of 80 kids and things like that. I wanted to use this education that I got. When Orville and Heidi Thompson came up to me and talked to me about the wellness program, it just sounded like an amazing opportunity. So it was going to be almost impossible to do both. I was putting a lot of time with Bishop Kelly. We had a great, you know, run. We went 20-2 in 3 years and won the state championship. We gave it all we had there, but there was just some opportunity in Cincinnati that I couldn't turn down. So I went that direction. And a year later, I had a gentleman from the search committee in CUNA come to my office here at Cincinnati and talk with me, and honestly stayed in my office for about 3.5 hours after I told him, oh, 6 or 7 times. And he just asked me if I would come down and check out the school. So I did. I went down there and checked it out, and there were 110 kids standing there with just puppy dog eyes, and there's just no way I could turn that down. I just, you know, my youngest son had just graduated from Rocky Mountain. He played for me at BK as junior and got all state, but my plan was when he was done to go ahead and head back up to college level, because I was at the University of Utah when my boys were young, and I missed all of their games while I was there for the entire year. I missed every game they played in, and I just said, I can't do this. So I resigned and went back to high school and got a chance to coach them all. We won state championship rings together. And, you know, so this was my time now with the kids all gone that I was going to head out. But since he's such a great opportunity, it's the best job I could have ever imagined getting. I mean, wellness director, over 180,000 consultants in the world, and they travel me a lot. I give motivational speak. But I went to Orville and Heidi, and they said, absolutely, you know, we'll work with you and go coach those kids. So a team that's been 1-8 or 9 4 years in a row is definitely a challenge for me, and I'm excited to do it.
Is that what attracted you most about the CUNA job? Was it is a bit of a rebuilding project? They haven't had a lot of success on the field in recent memory, actually.
Yeah, you know what? It was just the kids and the people. I mean, I went down there, and if you ever want a dose of non-humility, you know, be in my shoes and go down to CUNA and tell them you're going to be their football coach. I mean, every time I come down there, I get hugged, well wishes from everybody I meet, whether I fill up the gas station, whatever else. It's just really, really fun.
That's fantastic.
To be needed by those kids. So
they haven't had a lot of success on the field. And what was your opening message to those kids? Was it more of an X's and O's message or a mindset message that, no, we can do this?
Well, I got the opportunity to turn a couple around. When I was 24 years old, I got my first head coaching job at Twilla High School, and they had lost 22 straight. And we ended up winning the region championship that first year and going to the semis. And I kind of just, everything I've done has gone off of that experience when I was a young coach. And I just passed it on, the things I learned from there. And that is, you know, before we even think about wins and losses, we've got to do some commitment, and we've got to go through a couple processes. The first one is we're going to commit to that weight room, and we're going to commit to our coaches, and we're going to commit to each other. And, we're going to avoid sarcasm. That's one of the best things I could tell any young coaches when they come into a program that needs to be rebuilt, is just come in there and say, look, we're avoiding all sarcasm, remarks. We're not having any negative views on anything. We're going forward. I don't want to hear a negative view about the past coaches. And I relayed that all of the parents, and I said, we're going to be on a plan here. We're going to stick to this plan. And, you know, I brought Lou Chumich and Joe McCarthy and Ian Smart and Bob Mayers. I brought those guys with me for my BK staff, so I had a great start right there. And then I absorbed BJ Sorensen, is really the only coach that was on that staff previously, but I absorbed him. Just a great young man. Does a nice job for me. And then Wade Palmer out of the junior high. This guy's won 15 straight years of championships in wrestling and football. And he's kind of a mini me. I just love him like a little brother. So I brought him in right away. And for the first time in my career, I can kind of be a head coach and let other, I can delegate a lot more than I've ever been able to before because I've got such great people under me. So this has really been fun. They're not going to be 1-8. I can tell you that. I mean, we're not going to loud talk any more than that, but they won't be a 1-8 group of kids anymore.
Have the kids all bought into your message and everyone's buying in right now?
1,000%. They awesome. Show up 80 to 100 every morning, four mornings a week. We've really changed our philosophy into a CrossFit workout, so we're getting an opportunity to do a lot of cool things with them to get them in shape and not put so much weight on their shoulders and disrupt their hips and the things that are still growing and need to mature in their bodies. So I've really gone away from a lot of the Olympic powerlifting and things. I just don't think high school kids have the hips and core to do a lot of that. So we do a lot of testing on hips and core. We do a lot of cross-fitting and plyometrics, and then we get them stronger after we get them ready. But they've got to pass off a few tests before we put weight on their shoulders.
CUNA did graduate some pretty talented skill players off last year's team. Kenny Berger, Ryan Morris, Chad Milburn, and some other ball players. Who has stepped up this year in that skill position area to kind of take a leadership position?
You know, Caden Vulturebeck is going to be a quarterback. He's got a cannon of an arm. He has not played quarterback in high school, and he's a senior.
Oh, wow.
He started at a corner the last 2 years as a sophomore and junior. But I'm a quarterback coach. I've been that my whole career, and I saw some intangibles of him. And every time we work on 7-on-7 night, every time I see him, he gets better and better and better. And that's kind of how Jesse Rohr got when we were at Bishop Kelly. He was really struggling early on, and then the last three games of his state championship season, you know, he went 12-and-all, but those last three games, he was throwing huge yardage and just really got it. And I have a feeling Caden is going to be able to do that same thing. So Vulturebeck is really looking good. We've got a junior named Troutman, who's one of the best running backs I've ever had in my life. And why his first name's
Spencer
me that
Troutman.
I can't even believe that, but he's one of the best running backs I've had in all of my career, and going to be a junior. Spencer, thank you. Spencer Troutman, and he's got as much leadership ability as any senior I've ever had. He reminds me a lot of Cody McCarthy, who was a Gatorade Player of the Year 2 years ago. So Trout's going to be a good one. We've got three or four receivers that are all very, very good. The Doty kid is 6'3.5", runs about a 4.640, very good receiver there. We've got Tristan Youngblood, who's a little brother to Shane McClellan, who just signed with the Bears, who's probably one of the fastest kids in the state. And he's just kind of been in the background the last couple of years. He just lives with his mom and just kind of skirted around a little bit and really doesn't know his true potential like I think I do. But the kid's faster than fast, and he's a 6'1", 190-pound frame body. So he's going to be able to roll out of there pretty good. We're working on him with his hands and things right now, but I think by the end of the year he's going to be one of those big-time players for us.
It doesn't sound like the cupboard's bare at CUNA. It sounds like there is a lot of talent that you could work with.
You know what? I'm old now. I'm in my 29th year, but the one thing you got to do as a high school coach is you can't come into a program and complain about kids not being up to par where you want them to be. You've got to come into your program, and you've got to build the program every year. You may have to tweak your offense to fit your talent. You may have to tweak your defense, but every year you've got to get that off-season workout and make sure those kids are ready to perform when the fall comes. And, you know, if you sit back and wait and just expect kids to come along on their own, it's never going to happen. So as soon as we got in there, I didn't see a ton. And then a month into it, after we were working out and getting together as a group, it really started to come out of the woodwork. And then, you know, now 6 months into it, it's pretty stinking amazing. We've got a chance. We've got a chance to win a couple games.
I used to coach high school basketball in the state of Oregon, and I have to tell you, I agree with you. It's really great when the light bulb comes on for those kids, and they really realize how good they can actually be. I think that there's almost no better feeling than that as a coach when I see that.
Perfect analogy, and I agree with you 100%. And I've used that so many times. Get dialed in, man. When that light bulb comes in and you really believe, And this is one of the other things. We've got to take a lot of kids that were Thursday players and turn them into Friday players right now. And there's a big difference between a Thursday player and a Friday night player. And the pressure that's going to come on that, it's like Devin Feltman a couple of years ago, was an average JV player as a wide receiver at Bishop Kelly. And then his senior year, he scored 23 touchdowns and was a first team All-Stater because of the work that everybody put into him and the attitude that he took. You know what? I've got to take the reins now. I've got to show up and I've got to go score touchdowns. And some kids are able to do that and some kids aren't. So you've got to find out who's able to and who isn't.
One last question about your offense this year. Last year, they tried some triple option out of the shotgun. Didn't score a ton of points off of that. Are you going to tweak that a little bit this year and put in a brand new offense?
Yeah, I don't run the option. If I had to run the option, I'd go coach cross country. But we're gonna open it up. Most of the coaches that know me know that I'm gonna scale it to wherever I have to beat them or to compete with them. So if they're struggling up front in the box, then I'm gonna give them a heavy dose of my run game. If they're coming up seven to eight guys in the box trying to stop me, then we'll go over the top. So my numbering system I put together way back in my 20s, and it's got a flavor of the run and shoot. It's got a flavor of the West Coast. I love Bill Walsh. He was one of the best speakers I've ever sat in the front row and listened to. His blocking assignments, his zone blocking stuff up front just really, really helped my coaching game. So West Coast run and shoot and some of the spread offense, that's the nowadays stuff that Urban Meyer really got cranking when he was at Utah. Those three things we do a lot of, but I put my own numbering system in there to where we can jump from one to the other and feel comfortable with the movement. So the kids have bought into it. They love the offense. It's wide open if we want it to be, and we can shut it down to a hailstorm if need be. So we'll have some fun with it.
And defensively, linebacker may be a strength for you this year defensively. What kind of a scheme do you want to run on the defensive side of the football?
Joe McCarthy's my defensive coordinator, does a fantastic job. His son was Cody, who was our Gatorade Player of the Year. Joe was a linebacker in high school and college at BSU. He does a great job. I hired Eric Williams out of the Eagle High School staff. They're both police officers together, so I've got armed guards around me. Eric Williams played in the NFL and played in the Canadian ball. He's a big, good-looking guy to play DB. So the two of them are going to do really, really good together. Ian Smart's the D-line coach. He's a BSU grad. So with those three working together, I feel confident about everything. And he's the same philosophy I am. That's why we gelled so good together when we started at PK, is we're wide open. We can go from a 40 to a 50 look by just moving one guy. And our philosophy is, you know, if we're in cover three, there is not an option to ever get BD. If we're in cover two, obviously we're gonna run support. Once you start going in motion with us, we've got a whole bag of tricks we're going to put up against you to try and confuse the quarterback. And then usually I put my wildest, craziest runner, fast kid, rip your head off type of wrestler on the backside the end, so that that quarterback always knows that the Tasmanian devil's coming on his backside the whole game. And since Tuna does a great job in wrestling, and I've got about 11 wrestlers on that team, that's been really, really fun.
Since you do your own scheming and own numbering systems, was it hard for the kids to pick up on those systems? Because it sounds like they could be different than a typical football coach.
Even when I went to Bishop Kelly, Vince Derriga was a good coach that I absorbed, and he just, you know, by day two of the Hell Week stuff that we were going through, he had it. You know, he's like, this is easy. And this makes so much sense because we can do this, or we can do that, or we can do this, depending on what talent we have. And he was exactly right. And, you know, private school kids, Bishop Kelly, you know, most of those kids, we were academic state champions both years, and they had it picked up within 2 days. I went down to CUNA, you know, and these kids get, you know, they have to look at banners when they go to opposing schools saying I'm dumber than a caveman and stuff like that. And you know what? They got it just as fast as the Bishop Kelly kids did. By day two, they had it. They had smiles on their face. They were nodding their head yes. And, you know, I just told them, I said, now you keep working hard, we'll go get a couple of these games. We may even go rip a poster off the fence on our way out. But we'll go get a couple of these games now if you guys can work hard.
The 4A SIC may be one of the toughest leagues in the state of Idaho. It's loaded top to bottom. If CUNA is going to be successful this year, what are maybe one or two things that you just have to accomplish this year?
You know, we do so many things off the field to build the brotherhood and the things. football is almost going to be the secondary thing. I mean, we've got our hell week. That'll be coming up just like everybody else, and the tents will be on the field. We'll camp out there all week, and the community will make our meals, and the community's invited out to watch all of our practices, especially in the evening with lights. And after every home game, the community is going to have a huge dinner, a potluck in the cafeteria. Everybody's invited. You know, we're going to try and build the camaraderie and the old school fall feeling that people get, you know, the Kenny Chesney song. I mean, it's the boy to fall. We're going to build that, and we're going to continue to build that until these kids feel strongly about themselves again and they're healed. And you know, a kid like Troutman is so dialed in. I mean, he's one of the very few kids I've ever coached that is so dialed in on his own without anybody doing anything with it. He really hurts, you know, and a lot of those kids that they really hurt when they're not given an opportunity to get on the field and win a couple games. And I see it in them. So really getting back to your question, we're going to focus on us before everybody else. And it is kind of fun to coach the us against the world.
Oh, it is.
As I look at the schedule, you know, we start with Minico, which we also started with Minico at BK, so that we can, you know, we remember what they did. And then we go right into six straight power hits. You know, we've got Mathis, Skyview, Middleton,
BK,
and Bishop Kelly, you know. And we haven't, as a staff, we haven't lost any of those guys in two seasons, but from Kuna, they haven't won any of them either. So it's really a cool thing because they're trusting us, but we've been around long enough to know, look, this isn't going to have anything to do with us. When the Friday night game starts, this is yours. We just got to get you ready for it. This is all going to be you. You know, anything you earn is going to be because you've worked hard. I don't want them relying on me to be the second coming because I'm certainly not that. But they're going to be confident and they're going to enjoy the game. And win or lose, we'll come off the game and we're going to have that potluck dinner with that crowd and we're going to enjoy the evening. And if we lose, there's more things to teach as a coach. If we win, then we'll move on to the next.
It sounds like Friday Night Lights is really back in CUNA, and I think it's going to be a great season. Good luck with you at CUNA High School this year, and I'd love to come out and watch a practice or two if I could.
Thank you very much, man. We appreciate any coverage we get, and just keep an eye on these kids. They're going to do well.
All right, will do, Coach. Thanks again for the time today.
You bet. Thank you.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.